We're glad you're joining us from maybe thousands of miles away, or maybe you're just in the next town. We don't know, but God knows where you are, and we're so glad you're with us. Thank you for joining the Holy Ghost Calling webpage today, and you're here to listen to a wonderful message that we haven't heard either, but God's going to pour it through Brother Freedom. And we're going to have Micah come and read some scripture and lead us in prayer.
This is the 11th chapter of Romans. We're going to start in verse 13. For I speak to you Gentiles, and as much as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify mine office, if by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are my flesh, and might save some of them. For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy, and if the root be holy, so are the branches. And if some of the branches be broken off, and thou, being a wild olive tree, wert grafted in among them, and with them partakest of the root and fatness of the olive tree, boast not against the branches. But if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee. Thou wilt say them, the branches were broken off, that I might be grafted in. Well, because of unbelief they were broken off. And thou standest by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear. For if God spared not the natural branches, take heed, lest he also spare not thee. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God. On them which fell, severity, but toward thee goodness, if thou continue in his goodness. Otherwise thou also shalt be cut off. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. For if thou wert cut out of the olive tree which is wild by nature, and wert grafted, contrary to nature, into a good olive tree, how much more shall these, which be the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? Lord, thank you for this wonderful word, and for your anointing on Brother Freedom. Thank you for this beautiful day, Lord. You are our God, and we want to praise you with our lives and with everything that we have. Lord, help us to cling to you, Lord, and to keep on drinking from the root and the fatness of your tree. Lord, strengthen us this day by your might, by your power, by your spirit, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you very much. Lord, we just thank you. We praise you. We exalt you because you're wonderful. You're glorious. And Father, we want you to come to conduct this service, not me. Lord, just let me be as a puppet. You pull those strings and I do what you say. Father, give me that strength today. Lord, I have no strength and you're my strength. And I believe in you. I trust you. And that trust is, we trust you is something very special. We got to all learn to trust. You are our escape from this world. This world's going to pass away, Father, but we need to have our trust so indelibly and strong in you, Lord God, that we're not going to be moved by the things that come this way. We're going to be moved upon by thy spirit, Lord God. We will not become a castaway. Us Gentiles have been grafted in, and Lord, I praise you, and do not want myself to appear. I just pray that I'll be a vessel used by your glory. I pray for your people that's hearing this word today. I pray that you'll strengthen them. Whatever the need is, Father, if they need salvation, make them accept Lord Jesus as their personal Savior. If they need healing, realize that by Jesus' stripes they are healed. An effectual fervent prayer of righteousness availeth much. Father, I just pray that you do a mighty work. And those that are sad in heart, I pray the joy of the Lord become their strength. I pray that you'll do a work in the hearts of the people this day, a lasting, the last forever. And we'll all be one day in heaven. Can ever all the world say amen? Amen. God bless you all. Amen. I heard a curve from Spokane, from Sasebo, Japan. Said amen. This ministry that God's given us, probably the average person could not do it because it's all about the work of the Spirit. Just think about actually words from this room going out all over the world. It's mighty. It's spectacular. But I would like to issue in one sentence before we go. It'll make it complete after a while. I truly believe that the churches in all over the world is one into entertainment. I believe that our churches have lost out because they become entertaining. And when we entertain, it's something that we do we're the spokesmen of it. Because the soul likes that. But see, God, the Lord, when he instituted us as salvation, he knew that we was that ungrafted, all of us was that ungrafted seed. And we needed a makeover. We need to have a new heart, a new life. And it came by accepting His gift. And after receiving the gift, then we take that gift and let it grow. Now, I visited a man this week, and he's building a little olive orchard. Must be maybe more than a lot of lilies. Must be over 100 acres. And they're planted real close. But one day they're going to grow up into bare olives. Right now they can't even hardly take care of themselves. Men have to follow that drip line out, make sure they're not getting too much water. Another one, not enough. That's the process in growing to that olive becomes a tree. We're still in olive trees this morning. But God engrafted the Gentiles, us. We had no hope until Jesus came. That time Jesus gave His life so freely. That means He gave it without seeing a fulfillment or payment back. He accepts nothing. He accepts our love. He accepts what we have. And through that, quite a few years back, churches started growing. Churches started being moved upon by the Spirit of God. But as it goes clear back to the Apostles' day, it doesn't take long, about 100 years or so, gentlemen, the churches go downhill. All through the progress of history, that's the way it goes. They lose their zeal. They lose their direction. Those trees that was planted, they've lost its nourishment. They're not gonna make oil olives. They're gonna be fail and go through the sadness. They'll not make it. And that's sort of singular to our life. We have traded, Lord just told me this yesterday, but I know it's right. We've traded what we have for the Lord for entertainment. We want to be entertained. That's why we love to have musicians come into they're good, but what God's interested in is the changing of our heart. Because He sees that we can live not being entertained. He wants us to be entertained, but He wants us to have Him first and then the entertainment later. That's the problem. We can have it, but it's got to be Him after His first. God is very singular about that. We have to face Him first at all times. We have to seek His direction daily, wisely, for direction, or we'll lose out. The other day I was a little simple cough drop. I was going to put it in my mouth, and the Lord says, would you not put it in your mouth? And I thought, well, that's me thinking. No, I said, no, that's the Lord thing. I put it aside, and I said, okay, Lord, thank you. But that's a little thing. In a few minutes, the Lord says, go ahead. I see your heart. Just take it. I'm going to take that up in a little depth. We're still on this about our hearts being right with God. About 30 years ago, little church up in the, I can't tell you where it was at, man that came in, he and his wife, and they wanted to, they weren't pastors, but they had a lot of zeal with the Lord. And they came and wanted to establish a church. They also wanted to establish a prison ministry, which there was a prison worked very close to where they was at. They got two pastors in there, and they was fundamental, good pastor, and both of them flunked out. I mean, they flunked out pretty bad. The first couple strikes they got. And so I was just had my shop at that time, and I was just going through problems financially, a lot of different problems, but God still didn't, He still had this call on me. Whether I was in whatever state I'm in, I still had the call. Now I can say, no, I can't go, Lord, because I'm not being, no. Lay aside all these weights, these that so easily beset us, that my olive trees start growing. So I went up that Sunday morning, and this man says, I got a surprise for you. You're going to have a service day. And I said, what are you talking about? I said, I come up here to get a rest. He said, well, you can rest tomorrow or night, but he says, you're going to have it. You probably have a service tonight. It's up to you. And he said, I think that's what God wants. He said, I prayed about it a long time. He says, you're here, and I think it'll happen if you let it happen. Sometimes we take that kind of counsel. We need it, but our voice is here from God, but we have confirmation. And that confirmed what I felt in my spirit. I said, okay. When we went into the service, there was a man that came in that I had never known him before, but he'd heard about me, and he made a special effort to be there. At the end of that service, he says, I want this man, Brother Freeman, to be the pastor for a while. And this owner says, I do too. And the church says, we do too. So anyway, I was a pastor there. I'd never Really, Pastor, that kind of filled in a little bit, but not that was the most thing of me being a pastor. But it's got a meaning to it. As time went by, I had was working in a place quite a few miles away, and I was on a Monday morning, and I'd already, this is after a couple years, I was voted in to stay, and I was so happy. Well, I was voted in to be a, I was enjoying it. I was really loved it. I loved what I was doing. I couldn't have been happier. It was perfectly made for me, tailor-made. I mean, I was working, and finances were getting better, and yet, I was doing the will of God. And I knew it. And God, the altar started speaking. People started getting healed. Things started changing, and I knew I was in the will of God. But I was on the way to a distant city on a Monday morning, and they got a county in between them. There's a county line. There's the highway goes right through it. When I got that county way, the Lord spoke. See, by the way, you can't have that church. What? What did you say, Lord? I mean, it about shook me. No. You love me more than you do that church? I said, yes, I know. I won't hesitate. Yes, I do. But he said, give it up. We're to have that kind of desire for God. It ain't going to work. You know, when I broke down that barrier right there, I still had problems. But God had broken down a great something I had to deal with. Could I love the attention, the entertainment that takes place through God's work is very entertaining. It's beyond the you can't describe the entertainment of God's glory. It's fulfilling. It's kamash kiva. It's the glory. But it has to be done by the direction of the conductor. Like these bands, the conductor leads it. And the same way with God, He leads it. We just follow. And when I said I will, I called up. To this day, I don't think the man ever understood. But God told me not to worry about it. That's a hard thing when you know that someone don't understand the plan that God has. God has a plan for each one of us that we will minister to certain individuals. But God had called me about 10 years before that, and He had prepared me for the latter day, which is now. He says, learn through experience. So I was in jail ministry. I was in prison ministries. I was in that ministry. And I even did a couple street ministries. But it still wasn't the fulfilling of God had called me into. But some of these things you have to endeavor in to learn how the Spirit would direct you. But people haven't learned that God is the director of our band. I love to hear band notes, but the way that the cymbal comes in, all those boom, you know, they're all in time. That's the way God is. He's right on issue. He's there, but you have to do your part of it. You have to show up for practice. You have to show up for the times they perform. But the practice says where you're going to perform. All of us have to practice in life to perform daily. That practice comes up by doing the will of God. Casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. That word be sober is not drunken. It's the opposite. I know what's going on. I'm not fuzzy. I'm not sleepy. I'm aware of what's going to take place. And the Bible says in the 21st chapter of Luke that time come upon you unaware. There's going to be people that's going to be unaware what's going to happen. If we wait for Him in patience in Revelation 3:10, He's going to take us the hour of temptation. We're going to be removed, but we've got to do all this waiting. And then like that olive tree, it may wait there 3 or 4 years before it starts producing olives. But hopefully, it's going to pay back some of what it's cost in the initial of bringing that olive tree to that depth. What did it cost God? It cost His only Son. It cost Him going away to a place, making us His eternal home forever. He's there right now. And sending back to us the comforter, all that comes in, There's nothing that touched my soul like Jesus. There's nothing that competes with the Spirit of God. He is your source. He is your strength. He is the way maker. He is your healer. He's your defender. He is your advocate with the Father. Jesus, not for our sins only, but the sins of the whole world. He is our way maker. Jesus came as he became the advocate. That means he became our lawyer. He comes here to help us into all of our battles, but yet the Holy Ghost lives within us. Luke, the 4th chapter, it says that Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, went around ministering love. Now, yesterday, I got a shock of my life. I got a brother that's in a mental place, and he wanted me to pray for him. So I did, and he says, nothing happened. And I told his name. I said, well, I want you to know that I've seen people raised from the dead. It's reality. I seen my other brother, older than him. I drove to the city, and they said he's not going to live only about 3 hours. But it took me about 4 hours to get there, and they said he's still alive. And my own father told me, I asked him in VR if I'd go into it. And he said, well, he said, you've just got a few minutes. You want to, but he says, I don't know what you can do. And I said, the Lord told me to go and pray for him. But when God tells you to do something, it's going to work. Now, if I'd have planned in my heart that I was going to do it, it wouldn't happen. But God says, you go to that city, and you're going to go in, and I'm going to be with you. He's going to be lifted up. 2 hours and 35 minutes, he was up, and he lived almost another year longer. And he was expected to leave at that time. God can supernaturally do things only through the Spirit of God. It's through but still it's that same vessel. You're the same vessel, but you got your motivation doesn't come from yourself. It comes from a development that develops your life from as you step with God, your trees start growing up till you start producing oil for the Spirit of God. You produce holiness. You walk determined to do the will of God. It don't happen overnight. It comes by being steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing your labor is not in vain. That's how it happens. It means you start out little by little, but when it all gets together, you're moving. And even then, your strength doesn't come from yourself. Your strength comes from the Lord. We have to learn to wait. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount the wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I say any pastor, I'm saying this, any pastor, if you don't get it from the Lord, you're hireling. It has to come through the Spirit. The Spirit is the force. It's yourself. It's works. But God's just merciful to you. He's letting you do something because His name's applied to it, not because you're doing anything. It's because your name. I'm going to bring that right now. When I left yesterday, I said, Lord, why is my brother the way he is? He says, unbelief. Jesus can do little because of came His own, but can do little because of unbelief. It's in the Word of God. Jesus could accomplish little because of unbelief. What's unbelief? It happens to hearts apart. Oh, it can't be done. Don't even praying. See, that's when you pray yourself, you pray in a mist. You're not praying by the Spirit. The Spirit tells you it's going to happen. And then it's easy for you. But the transgressor is hard. They pray and pray and pray. There's no ear. They say, God don't hear. Yes, He does. But He thinks He has some structure to His prayers. There's some things that we have to do to be made whole from heaven. God's all-seeing eye, but His eyes searching for those whose hearts is made perfect toward Him. How do you make perfect? Is believe. A belief will take you away from God. Belief will take you to God. It's that simple. As we structure ourselves in the Word of God, we get faith. Faith comes by hearing the Word of God. Alive in God. Dead and you resist the evilness and you call on God. It's like breathing. You breathe in air and you exhaust the old air. That's what we do. And we're not, God made us that way. We're not going to live very long on stale air. All of us, we're wind machines. Now you say, vegetables, yes you do, but I'll tell you, you can live a couple months or a couple weeks without eating, but you can't live 2 seconds hardly without having a breath of air. You're going to exhaust. And that's what we are in God. He is our breath of life. He is the breath that moves upon him. It vanishes that fast. That breath, the earth's already left me. And I have to have new. And that's why we are spiritual. We have to keep in. It's that way. You say, why is that way? That's why God made us. Come, he gave us a way of the refreshing. It comes in by the prayer of the Holy Ghost. He gave us a mighty power, a mighty unction. Oh, the Bible says that we know all things by the unction of the Spirit of God. But it takes the Spirit of God. Brother, he believeth on me, the works of you shall he do also, and greater works shall he do, because it goes to the Father. What shall we ask in my name, that I will do it, that the Father might be glorified through the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. I will pray the Father, and he shall send forth the Comforter, and he shall reprove the world of sin. It says the world don't know him because they don't see him, but we know him because he dwelleth within us. We're a different, when we accept Jesus Christ, that olive plant, there was supposed to be a growth. Sad to say, many people have died off. They're looking for entertainment, man. That entertainment. Some are drowned out, and others don't have, withered the way. We need that unction of the Spirit of God alive to God. America, you need to wake up. You need to repent because God's coming soon. We need to be ready to stay. We need to take the fulfillment of God's life. And walk with joy. Where the church is no joy, there's no peace. Come and see the Goma Sila. Here I come. God's coming. I don't know how long I'm going to be here. This morning I thought maybe I might be my man and I'm leaving, but I don't know. I'm still here. I don't know that. I just have to stay faithful to my God. My eyes are on the righteous. His ears over the cries. Call unto me, and I will answer thee. I will answer thee. And I'll show you great, great and mighty things you know not. Boy, that's the kind of things I need to know. He knows my way. Our steps are ordered by him. He lieth in the way. Though we fall, we will not be able to cast down, for the Lord upholds us with his mighty hand. He is mighty. And when you think about how lowly we are. I've had a couple flies in the house. I don't know how they got in there. I don't know, but I killed one this morning. And I thought, Lord, that fly, we're not no more than that fly. God's awesome. And we want to project ourselves as somebody? No. The Bible says, humble yourself. Oh man, humble yourself. What the problem is? We're prideful. Look who I am. I'm nobody. I have to hide in the Lord. He is my strength. Help yourself the mighty hand of God, that he might exalt you in due time. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount with wings of eagles. They shall run and be weary. They shall walk and not faint. We're all of us out there fainting, and we're going to faint without having that power. I remember in Schofield Barracks, we had a parade for General MacArthur when he got discharged from the Forest Command, and he was on that parade field, and I think it went 2 hours or something like that, attention. And if any of you ever been in a parade field when it's hot, people were falling out. But there's some of us that made it, and I was one that was still standing. And we as God's people on earth learned, having done all, to stand. We must purpose. I'm not going to be moved upon by the heat, the rain, the wind, no sickness. I'm persuaded neither life nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, things present, neither height nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate me from the love. That has to be in our heart. If it's not in your heart, I pray for you this day. I pray that you'll awaken yourself. You'll shake yourself. As Samson got taken into his own thing. Samson started out as a man of God. Oh, he had something that no other man at that time, I believe, ever had. But Samson got playing in sin. He played around with the other half. He found himself sitting before this lady, and she was crying. He said, oh, I'll tell you my secret. But then he paid in full. Sometimes we get saved, but we're still going to pay. As that little boy down there led him around, he pulled that gristmill or whatever it was, the lad, when he had Samson's captive. How the people they just thought that was great sport. Samson, the hero, look at where he's at. Samson says, Lord, hear me one more time. If you're here today, Lord, hear me one more time. Lord, come down this day. Touch me as you never touched before. Hear me one more time, Lord. I repent. I want to make over. I want to live right. I want to live holy. Lord, let me hear one more time. One more time, please, Jesus. Don't let it happen right now. I want to make myself right this day. That my grafted in fruit that you've given me is going to grow. And Samson got a hold of it, take the lad. He says, give me the base of the pillar that goes up the temple. And the Spirit of God come on. It's the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God come on Samson. Oh, this mighty man that had supernatural power, the strength that all the Holy Ghost can give you. It's that supernatural power. He got a hold of that pillar, and there's more killed in that than all of the time of Samson's thousands killed. Because he brought that whole, but such a sad ending. It's a sad, God gives you the chance to live for God. While you're here, while you're alive and well, live for Him. Don't let go through that time when you get sick in body and you have to, you know, when our bodies get wore out, God shows me it's a recompense. We need to be full of the Spirit of God, that we're alive until that last breath we're taking, and we're not an invalid. We're on fire for God. Our minds are sharp. God wants it to take place. Bible says, take heed to things that we have heard, lest any time we let them slip. This day, out there, I want to acknowledge you. Take heed to what you've heard this day. I don't know what I said, but I know that God's spoken here this day. He is not slack concerning His promises, but is long-suffering. Thus, we're not willing that any should. God's not here willing that any not saved. God wants all the world. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God saying, come, my people, come. Come, repent, and I'll bless you. Repent this day. For I say, the promises are not in success. The promises are not in the fancy things of men. Oh, on the things, the entertainment, is their death to many of that. It takes away your zeal. It takes away your what you love me. My people, reassemble. Think what you're doing, because I'm coming soon. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season ye shall reap if you faint not. God bless you all. Pray that God bless you, people, in a mighty way. If you need help, call us. If you need forgiveness, call upon us. Whatever you need is, but take advantage of this day. Let not this day pass till you acknowledge the Lord as your personal Savior. God bless you all. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Thank you for joining us today. This was a watershed message, and those with discernment will be able to receive it. If you want to email us at clint@cnm-vra.com. God bless you. Amen.